On this week's 10 Minutes With, we are joined by Matt Harrison at the Beacon Centre. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Cam.
This week we want to talk about a bit more about your role, Matt. Can you explain what you do at the Beacon Centre, please?
Yeah, sure. So I'm the Technology Innovation Manager, which is a very fancy title. And basically it means that I look after all the technology that can help people with a visual impairment. So not so much of the standard computers and things that everybody has around the house or in an office, more the specialised technology to help people who can't see very well.
And how did you get into that, Matt, originally?
I started about 20 odd years ago, before I knew I had a visual impairment. It just happened to be my job, so I've worked in the field of assistive technology for about 24, 25 years now. But as I then became registered blind, it's become more of a passion as well. So it's really, really good to be working at Beacon.
Great. Give us a day in the life of you here at the Beacon Centre.
A day in the life of me? Some people might say I just get to play with lots of fancy technology, which is no bad thing. So I deal with lots of different aspects of technology. I manage the Fab Lab, which is a very, very new thing, and we can talk about that in a minute. And then I also help individual customers at Beacon find the right technology for them. So I work alongside Kerry, who teaches IT here, and we look at things like smartphone use and tablet use. And obviously I work alongside people like Lou downstairs in Low Vision and help roll out new technology. And then we've got the Fab Lab on top of that, which is taking up quite a bit of time at the moment, but that's because it's a new development.
Tell us a bit more about the Fab Lab. What's that involve, and why is that going to help Beacon?
Okay, so the Fab Lab is a very new venture for Beacon, and it's been funded through the Unite Union, the benevolent fund there, which is an amazing amazing opportunity for us to get involved in something very different. So we're looking at recreating a manufacturing legacy within the region, but specifically for people with visual impairment. So we have lots of new technology. We have a laser cutter, some 3D printers, and some other kind of printers that can print onto fabric as well. And the aim basically is to allow people with visual impairment to come through and learn new skills. So it could be skills in manufacturing, or it could be more general skills in terms of employability or even communication skills, but in a live work environment.
So is this tailored to every individual, or do you have a set course?
It's going to be tailored to the individual, really, as best we can. So obviously everyone's different in terms of their level of sight loss, and we'll do what we can to support them in doing whatever they want to do well in the Fab Lab, be that making or in a supportive role, looking at maybe the admin side of things. We've got a great team of volunteers downstairs as well, who are going to make all this happen, which is invaluable to what we do.
And how can somebody who's interested in learning more skills, new skills, who is living with a visual impairment, how can they get involved with this kind of stuff here?
Well, ideally they can come through one of our employment programs if they fit the bill for that. So they need to speak to the people who manage those programs, and we can put people in touch with the right people there. Or they can come down to us directly, and we can either refer back upstairs to the employment programs, or we can just take people on if they don't kind of fit into one of those employment programs, and we can take people on direct through the Fab Lab itself. So that's a big case of contacting myself, really.
When does the new Fab Lab launch?
So our official launch date is Friday, 13th of July.
Are you having some kind of get together for it, or grand opening?
Yeah, grand opening, the usual kind of cutting the ribbon and thanking the funders and inviting lots of dignitaries along to the day, which should be a really, really nice day, and we can showcase what we do. And from then on, the doors will just be open and people can pop in afterwards and, you know, any date from then on and see what we do and find out more about the equipment and the potential to be part of it.
I've been lucky enough to see some of the equipment in the past. I did see briefly a 3D printer. That sounds like something very new and exciting. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. We've got two 3D printers, and basically a 3D printer prints in some form of kind of plastic. So it's quite a long process in terms of actually printing an object, but you can print very, very detailed and intricate objects, sometimes objects with moving parts, using the 3D printers. So we use design software on the computers that where you map something out in a 3D form, and then you sort of apply the dimensions, and then we print that out. So we've got a couple of small objects printing off at the moment that are more aesthetic for the new Fab Lab than they are practical. but they're taking, for example, about 8 hours to print.
Oh,
So,
wow. So you could just print something as small as, say, a cup or
yeah,
something.
you can print cups, you can print a missing part to something. So, for example,
Okay.
I've broken one of the legs on one of my keyboards.
Hmm.
So, potentially, rather than buying a new keyboard for £60, we can print the new leg to fit the existing keyboard for a matter of pence.
Wow.
So, there's lots of scope there. And, I'd like to look at how we can use the 3D printers to benefit people with visual impairment. So it could be printing maybe a 3D map of an environment. So let's take somewhere like Wolverhampton train station or Birmingham New Street. So quite a complicated environment to be in. If you've got sight loss, maybe we can print a tactile version of that map so
Yep.
people can envisage where they are and where they need to go. So that kind of thing would be really, really good using the 3D printers that way.
Obviously, some of the people who are service users can benefit from this kind of stuff. Unfortunately, some people maybe can't get here or don't get out as much. Is there any sort of technology tips you could give them or at home?
Oh, there are so many, really. It's difficult to know where to start. There are some amazing pieces of navigational technology out there now. Your smartphones are great sat nav systems, and there are some great apps out there that are specifically designed for people with a visual impairment. And they're really good in terms of helping you find your way around the streets. They don't work on internal navigation, so they work on external things like streets. They wouldn't help you find your way around a shopping centre because they don't work inside, but in the way that a traditional maybe car sat nav system
Okay.
works. So there's some good apps there. There are apps that will help you book your train ticket, tell you what platform the train goes from, and if it's delayed. I use these every day on my commute, and I couldn't do without them. Quite often these apps are free as well.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, I was just going to say what we do here at Beacon as well, through our IT team, is that we teach people how to use these apps. So teach you
Okay.
the skills needed to use a phone when you're blind or partially sighted, but then also how to use those skills with a specific app, such as the Train Times app or whatever it may be.
What would you say to someone who's a bit of a technophobe and maybe, and then adding in the fact that they have a visual impairment, they might be even more scared of using tech. What would you
Yep.
say to someone like that?
I think it's a case of persevere. Start with a small, easy to achieve goal. It might just be a case of how to work out what's on the screen in front of you when you can't actually see it. Most smartphones and tablets will talk to you now, and that's when you buy them. The software already exists, so you don't have to download anything additional, you don't have to pay any extra money. It's just on your device when you first get it. People just don't use it in the main. Start with something like that. Just work out how it
So, would
talks
you
to you.
recommend buying something not as maybe tech high and expensive? Maybe start with something basic because cost is obviously an issue for some people as
Cost is
well.
an issue. Most smartphones, be that Android or Apple or even Windows to a certain extent, they will have that accessibility inbuilt from day one. So, in theory, if you can afford the price of a phone or a contract, and a data contract is useful because a lot of these apps use your GPS location, so it knows where you are, or they use the data so you're online. But a lot of these phones that you just buy off the shelf are ready to go. It's a case of
Excellent.
just knowing how to use that software because you have to use different gestures to operate the phone to a sighted person. But again, that's where Beacon comes in. We can teach people those skills in a one-to-one situation or in small groups.
Excellent. And finally, Matt, what do you see the future of technology and visual impairments being?
Do you know what? It's moving so quickly, Cam. It's so difficult to know where it's going to go. At the moment, there's a lot of focus around something called OCR, which is optical character recognition, which in layman's terms means reading printed text aloud. So
Wow.
just identifying objects, reading text aloud to you. There's a lot of work on the
Can you give me an example of how that would work in theory?
Yeah, so I've got a free app on my iPhone, and I can point it at some food packaging. And as soon as it sees printed text that's formatted text, it will just read it aloud to me without me having to press any buttons.
That would help a lot of people, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so you all of a sudden you can work out what's in your cupboard, identifying different objects within your cupboard, which tin is the beans and which one's the cat food. It's
Wow.
important you get that right. On GPS is big at the moment as well, so there's a great app out there that tells you where you are and what's around you as you move around, and it tells you when you get to a road intersection, things like that. So things are definitely moving in a very, very positive way. It's very enabling, and it just takes a little bit of time to master the new gestures needed when you can't see what's on the screen, But don't be put off by not being able to see what's on the screen. There's a way of dealing with that.
Brilliant. And if anybody wants to learn more, can they come down to the Beacon Centre and have a chat with you?
Yeah, of course they can. They can speak to myself or any other of the kind of members of staff here who deal with technology. But yeah, we welcome anybody through the door and we'll have a chat about what technology suits them best.
Brilliant. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Cal.